Great. Call the meeting to order. We stand for the pledge. I'll ask Kelly to lead us in the pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Everyone had a chance to read the minutes from the January meeting? If so, is there any additions or deletions as written? If not, I'll entertain a motion to accept them as written.
Make a motion to accept them as written.
Okay. Second?
I'll say.
Irving?
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson McCall?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Boris?
I abstain.
Councilperson Bryant?
Yes.
Are you in your January, like that? February? No, January.
There's three meeting minutes.
Which one did you just do? February?
December.
January.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry. Yes, I guess there's three of them in there.
Yes.
Okay.
Are you doing them all as a whole?
Yeah.
Okay.
Carried. Okay, Highway.
We've got a bunch of names to get quotes to compare that weather.
Okay.
We've got to go warm the weather to do it.
Okay.
It was trying to shut it down so they don't have to be shut down for days.
Right, okay, all right.
The state they had that problem.
Okay, all right. What about the, got a notice on some speedy drain?
Talked to Renee on that this morning. They were supposed to come off the callback.
Is that your, drain?
There's two different ones. I didn't know the drain was up either, but because there's one for the gravel pit.
Okay.
It's like letting water out of the pit, which we don't do.
Right, yeah. Oh, okay.
But they were supposed to send somebody to go to the pit and go over the whole program. Mm-hmm. I don't know what your feeling is. Renee said Jesse Dixon did it all before.
Right.
I don't know. She said when Dick was in or any of that stuff, she gave it to him. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they volunteered for me any help. If I need help to do it.
Right. I don't know.
What do you guys think? If we pay him a couple hours to help get it done, or do you want me to find somebody else? If I need help?
Pay who?
Like Dixon?
No.
Can't do that?
No. I mean, you can see if you can find somebody else.
I'll ask and see if they'll volunteer and help me out.
Right. What is it? I mean, is it just...
I don't really even know.
Well, check into it and see what it is and what we need to do.
Find out what we need to do. So if they come out...
Then we can go from there and see, you know. I mean, if it's just something we can go after work, if I can go after work or something, I can go give you a hand with it. It's not a big deal.
You know, I don't know.
Something like that.
Have to do it.
Right, right. So, you know, find out the particulars on it and see what we need to do.
The woman I talked to before said they would come out and go over it, which is a good thing.
Right, yeah.
Because I know we'll get somebody else there. So.
Is this from DEC Central?
Yeah.
What is other town? Two different ones. There's one out of Alden and one out of... Nothing makes sense.
Okay, yeah, find out. We must all find out what the particulars are and what we need to do so we can act on it so we don't get fined. I guess that's the main thing.
I agree. I don't think it's a good idea to have any non-employee participating in that.
So, yeah, we'll check on it and see.
With the guys I got for the boiler, I got some more electrical guys to do that. We bid that generator or get mm-hmm. more quote.
Yep.
And part of the loading dock for the sand, loading trucks, come apart. We've got it band-aided to finish the winter.
Okay.
Chris and Randy are gonna come up. Just so you know, we're gonna have to spend some money to fix it.
Why
not? It ain't gonna last next winter.
Right.
Well, I don't know. We'll discuss plans or...
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Dean last week talked to you on the sand pit.
Yep, yep. Been trying to get ahold of the cemetery people so we can get a waiver on it.
Because if not, there's only maybe 2 years in that where we are.
Right, right.
Well, when we draw this year's, we'll know with the clay and the lead is coming up.
Okay.
Basically, area-wise, we took out almost what I thought was worth 2 years last year. Keeps getting worse.
Yeah.
I don't know where we're going to be.
Right.
Do you have an alternative site?
No.
As of right now, no.
Nothing.
The piece of property that went into cemeteries when we inherited them, we thought we could use, but there's a clause in there that we got to get worked out. I don't foresee it being.
Oh, the old guy that came when we toured the cemetery, and I asked him about it, and he said there was no problem.
Do what we want.
He's since been gone, and I want to get a waiver so we don't get in trouble.
Well, it's what Dean said, that I don't want to start this, have all kinds of money invested and not be able to use it.
Right, exactly. Yeah, definitely. So that's why we need to get a waiver from him and a letter or something saying that we're okay to do what we need to do with them.
And then I need between $200 and $2,500 worth of street signs.
Okay.
Curves, road name, you name it, between the signposts and.
Okay.
Just need your approval on that.
Getting them through the county, the state contract, or?
I was going to try it through the county. A lot of the counties, they buy them right from that mid-state mall. And there's a book that comes. I was going to price them all, get the three quotes and go over.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're happy with that.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Because I think if you order enough like this with a book, they ship them all free.
Really?
And they are quite a bit cheaper per sign. Because when I priced them with the county before, he said they buy a lot of them, unless it's a bulk, like their stop signs where they can make them easy. But the off certain ones, they just buy out there and won't.
Okay, yeah, we're going to get a quote.
We'll hook them three and see what happens.
Yep, for sure.
And then other than Gusson, as far as a new truck, instead of me buying a single wheel one ton, and no, it's a little more money, but like a 754 or more like a two ton.
Did they end up picking up the other one?
Finally.
Did they? Yeah, they called me, said they were supposed to pick it up Monday, I think it was.
But it's going to be more money than a pickup, but I think it'd be more useful all around for the highway.
Right now you're looking at around 32 is what they're going to give us for the old one.
For the truck.
Yeah.
You still ain't sent nothing back on the plow.
Right, they're supposed to start a new, another claim on it, and Justin's supposed to go look at it and see.
Because he ain't. I haven't talked to him, but because that's what he was, the last time I talked to him, he said for the whole package, I said, according to the insurance policy, it's well separate.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. It's separate. That's why you had to take it off. He was going to start a claim. I'll have to get in touch with him again and see how he's making out, or if they even come and looked at it. How are you making out with the title?
Should be coming.
Okay, because they won't pay us till we get the title. Okay.
But, I mean, there's money in the equipment fund.
Right.
We got to have something pretty soon for spring, because the trailer that we moved the skid steer don't fit the trucks, the big trucks.
Well, the only thing is that I don't care too much about getting a ton truck and have you drive it all around.
No, like I keep driving
the other one.
No, that's
kind of crazy.
No, that's what I mean. Instead of getting it ain't feasible to drive that. Mm-hmm. No, this is fine for a year or two to do what we need.
Mm-hmm.
To look better down the road to.
Right.
Even if we did the same way once, look for something better gas mileage to drive. And
yeah, well, price them out. Compare the two and we'll see.
Because they're 350, 450 with a dump box, you can't put much in.
Right.
You want to stick with the same thing that we have? Stick with a three-quarter ton, half ton?
You know, he's talking about going a ton instead of the three-quarter ton.
No, we had a one-ton.
It's like a two-ton.
Yeah, a two-ton truck, a little heavier, like an F-450.
Kind of like, you know what the state uses for, they call them patrol trucks? Something like that, but with a dump box.
Why would you need a dump box?
Well, like people patch it, to do small jobs.
I don't know, I think...
Go around patching that whole trail we got. It's not the best, not the safest.
Yeah, if you go that size truck, it must make much sense not to put a dump box on it, you know?
Or put a bomb on it?
That's the way they want to go.
Right.
Basically the same as the white one I had, but just a heavier series.
Right. Yeah, maybe they price it out and we'll see.
Whatever everybody thinks, I mean, if not, it's probably a long group decision to see.
Right, well, that's it, well, we need to kind of get a price and see how much difference we are talking. We're talking, you know, $20,000 difference, well then, a whole different ballgame.
Yeah, would you consider going, you'd probably stick with a gas job or go with a diesel?
I'd like to get gas, but I don't know if they come into that with this depth system and urea and all that crap. Like the 350s and 450s, I don't care if Ford or Chevy, everybody's talking issues.
Yeah, there are issues with that.
I don't know if you get that big, if they offer gas. Haven't investigated it that far yet.
Okay, yeah, like I say, get some info.
But yeah, that's my issue with the diesels. They're all having problems. We ain't had issues with the big trucks, but talked to quite a few that got brand new 250s, 350s, Ford or Chevy in the shop.
Okay. All right. Okay, what else?
I think that's it for now.
Okay. We ran a report on all your fuel, electricity and stuff. The big difference in the diesel fuel from 2018 to 2019. 2018 used 24,230 gallons, and last year you had 37,280 gallons. It's like 13,000 more gallons. I don't know. Now that GPS program that you got now, what does that keep track of? Just a mile that they travel, or is that something you're using, or?
Yeah, for the most part.
Because I mean, we're paying $190 a month to have that. Would that print you out a report each month? And,
if you want.
Well, that's what I would like, something for the board to look over. You know, as long as we're paying that kind of money for it, let's get something out of it.
It's a lot of. I'll see if there's a different way to print. Different ways I printed it out. It, like in, when we're doing the plowing, it's about 40 pages for one day for one truck.
Yeah. Now is it the printer? Is it the printer, or is it just the way the program goes?
No, that's the way it prints it out.
Okay.
Is that tied in with the, on your state truck, you have a computer on that sander?
The sand, well, the red one we're using now, no.
There's no computer on that?
No. You mean versus?
To tell you how much you're putting out and to make it?
Yeah.
So you're not putting out more than you need to, or is that enough to control that or not?
All that basically does is controls, like if you speed up to 30 or down to 15, it controls what you're putting out. Like right now, it's not in that red truck. So if you're last week with the whiteout and you slow down to 15, it's still putting the same amount of material.
Is that like a computer in there that does that? That adjusts?
Yeah, it runs everything off the ground speed.
Ground speed. Well, that one doesn't have it.
Does one of the other ones have it, or some of the other ones?
There's three of them that do, and two of them don't work. They're on manual.
We have three trucks that are working. But are they all?
Trucks have a computer system.
Right, but are they all on a GPS?
Yep.
They're all on GPS, all right. It's just the computers for the salt spreaders and sand spreaders.
Would we need a technician to come down and get them? I mean, we've got over $6,000 invested in this since this program has been initiated.
Oh, it's nothing to do with that.
This GPS system has nothing to do with
that? Not for the spinners.
Not for the computer.
No, that's the computer in the truck itself.
Okay.
That's the computer. Yeah.
But the GPS, so we're talking about the salt right here or not the salt?
Well, I brought up the salt.
Right.
Okay. Over salting, you know, that computer slows it down, speeds it up.
Is that?
But that has nothing to do with what Jeff's talking
about. That's right. Okay. Right.
I thought they worked together.
So. Yeah, right. No. That's a total, but yeah, I mean, that, I don't know, is it real expensive to get them back up and running or?
One of them goes off a satellite. That's where all the issue is.
Goes off a what?
It runs off, it was never put in the transmission. It runs off a satellite. And it just don't work. That one, real costly to get set up. The other one,
yeah, we'll run off the transmission.
Just sensors and one of them's in the hydraulic block. That's about $3,000 to $4,000.
Right. Well, that's something we should look into for next year. I mean, make sure we're putting, you know, not overdosing, you know, because I mean,
not very often you get into a bit with bad snowstorms that pull the salt, put sand in it. Mm-hmm. Just don't pay, and it makes that slime and slop that it's worse to drive in the snow.
Yeah. Well, yeah, as far as that GPS thing, yeah, if we can get that to work and, you know, kind of get some kind of printout for, you know, I think that's why we originally bought it, so we can get a printout each month and to know what's going on.
Is that for field, Jeff, or are you talking about the salt?
No, for everything, you know.
Everything that's going on.
I got a bill here for a piston motor for a quad saw. What is that? What is that?
That's that new saw that we bought.
The limb cutting one?
Yeah, we hooked it to, got hooked up the tractor wrong.
Is that under warranty?
They knew right off when I told them what was wrong in the pump that it got hooked up wrong. They mixed up one of the hoses in the back. Oops.
Had it burnt the piston motor up? Is that what it was? Okay. All right, yeah, I was kind of wondering what it was. I didn't think it was that.
Is there a way to label those lines to make sure that they...
Yeah.
Doesn't happen again?
They are now.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, that's, you know, we need to work on that. That GPS, we need to sit down and figure out too why we use so much more fuel this year than we did the year before. I mean, that's a lot of, I mean, I don't think we traveled much more in 2019 than we did 18.
We did a lot more shoulder work, cut a lot of shoulders.
Yeah.
Okay. You're running every piece of equipment.
I mean, how would you calibrate that as far as shared services go? I mean, that's definitely got to be in there as far as fuel usage, equipment usage, wear and tear. Having this GPS system on there is going to tell us exactly what we're using.
And where we're using it.
And where we're using it. That's why I think it's important. It's imperative that we get this GPS up so we can know exactly where the costs are.
When you help the other towns pave, how many trucks do you usually bring? That attribute to some of it, or? I know they come. I know when we pave ours, they send trucks to rehaul. But, you know, is it truck
pretty
to truck?
Pretty much equal, or? Other than paver and roller, it's pretty equal. That's what I talked about, coming up with some way to put a maintenance fee or something on the paver.
Yeah.
Basically, the trucks and stuff is equal. It's paver and roller that
right.
as far as replacing down the road, that I think they should be.
We're gonna wear it out before.
That's.
And then we get stuck up by number.
Catch 22 and that damn shared services.
Yep. Yeah.
But we don't have to go to paper though. It's nothing saying that we, just because we have a paper, that we have to send it to other towns, right?
No, it's just that common old rule of thumb that, but we don't have to. I mean, as a board, I think we can, I don't know, I'd ask Kevin, the comptroller, to see what he says, if he can actually.
I think it should be.
How the best way to do that would be.
I think it should be a truck for a truck and no more than that.
Should be some type of rental fee or something.
Just leave the paper in the yard and do your own paper.
Well, even we do, you know, we do the shared services through the county and the town. If there's a way that we can show that we save money on it, then we would get that, equal that money back from the state in the shared service thing. I mean, I couldn't do it last year because we had no figures on, you know, how much Champlain saved by us doing it and, you know, the Chazy, whatever. If we do it, we need to keep track of what we're doing, you know, in a better way. So, you know, and that's the way the shared service works, is whatever we save, we show the state and they'll give us that money, that equal that money back. So if we save $5,000, they'll give us $5,000 more. You know, and that's how it works, but I have nothing to bring to.
So basically, we had, like, contractors give us a quote on paving.
Mm-hmm.
You can use that.
Right.
With the shared service, cool.
Yeah. And that's, well, I guess that's the problem with us. We probably don't save a lot.
Oh, we're tying up our manpower too.
It right, should be. Right.
And you're saving the like Champlain, Chazy, and them. Yeah, they're saving.
It should fall back somehow to us.
It should. I think if we're going to do it, I think that's what we should. We should look at, you know, saving us when we do pave ours. You know, so that's, you know, so that's something that we need to keep better track of and figure out if we're losing money on it and wearing our machine out. I mean, I really don't think we should be doing it.
Well, you're tied up your manpower.
And your manpower, yeah. You could be doing something else. You know, so.
He said truck for a truck, you're only got a driver.
Right. So, yeah.
Well, they did say.
We can put a limitation on it.
Yeah.
We as a body can. I mean, we can say, look, we know we got a lot of work that's going to be coming up in the area here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's just take this year off and just take it off and keep our equipment here and tidy up what we need to do in our community first. Take care of ourselves and then go from there, you know? I mean,
quite a few sidewalks need to be replaced.
Exactly. I mean, there's things we can use in manpower. I understand the thing about shared services, Chris, and I agree with it to a certain extent.
It's nice to help our adjoining towns, but
right.
We need to look at ours first.
We can use that manpower here. Like,
oh, I know that.
And like you said last fall, you said we need to pave more of our own roads, and that's no lie. We do. We need to pave more of our own roads. So if we spend, you know, even if we got to hire a trucker, I mean, it's probably going to save us in the long run.
Oh, I think so.
So.
And that's good. It's going to help him out too. By us doing something, it's going to take the pressure off Chris as far as.
Yeah.
You know, feeling obligated to go and help somebody, and then, I mean, it's a good old boy. It's not bad. It's yes, I'll help you when you need help, but if I can, I think it's time where we need to.
The emergency help is different.
Right. Exactly. But that's what goes without saying.
So okay, well, that's something we should.
There's a way to get out of that.
Talk about doing.
Yeah.
Something in motion. Okay.
Take care of our own.
Okay.
You can do that now.
Would you like it in form of a motion?
You can.
Make a motion that we just, the paver and the road
not,
doesn't go.
Not pave anybody else's road but our own this year?
Take care of home first.
Okay. I'll make that motion.
Okay. Motion by Chris. To keep our paver in town and pave our own roads this year.
You can, please.
Second.
I don't know.
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson Lacow?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bulris?
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant?
Yes.
Okay. Carrie?
Urban just asked me, I don't know, can you charge them?
Can you lease it? like we do other things? Would the comptroller's office allow us to lease a piece of equipment?
I don't know.
I'd have to check in and see.
Then if it breaks, we...
Yeah, I'd have to check in and see.
There's other companies out there leasing equipment that are really in the leasing business.
I mean, yeah, if they want to rent a machine and, you know, take a truck and go help them, that's one thing. But I think that the paver, it's old and it's not going to last forever, and those things aren't cheap. You know, I think we should look at our own first. Okay?
Thank you.
All right, I think, is that it, Chris? Good? Okay, thanks. Library.
On Saturday, February 29th, we did our meet day celebration. And if you recall, we had 3-4 inches of lake effect snow that night. And I got there early thinking I was going to shovel, and everything was cleaned up. And I didn't do a thing. Thank you. That was great. We had a very good day. We had a steady crowd from the beginning to the end. One of the goals was to move the old furniture from the old library so we had more space in the community room. And most things went. So that went well. All the food we had for the bake sale, that all sold out. A lot of people got to see the new library. And what's left are chairs. Anybody that, there's little kids' chairs from, originally I think they came from the school, and they were in the old library. But they're little plastic pink chairs. If anybody's interested, we'll let them go over cheap. If you want them. And then we have some, a little bit like these chairs, but they're vinyl yellow chairs, and we've got 6-7 of those. And anybody that's interested, those are still available.
Okay.
Almost everything else went pretty much. So that was a good day.
Yeah, good.
And Myrtle mentioned to me the other night, we're starting to think now about the townwide garage sale in June. And so we're hoping to get an article in the newsletter, so we'll have some information about the library in the newsletter. And we definitely plan to be part of that townwide garage sale. So we will be involved in that.
Good.
Okay, thank you.
Good. Thank you, Art. Dog control. Guess they got no report. Been pretty quiet.
Last month was quiet. This month's getting well.
Started out with the bang.
Yeah.
Also got a report. You got inspected at the end of February. Everything went good by the looks of it. You passed. And everything was excellent. So.
Good job.
Yeah. Thank you. Yes. Thank you for the good job you're doing, both of you. Beautification.
Thank you for taking the decorations down.
Yes, yes, thank you.
That's it.
Good, all right. Thank you, Myrtle. Fire department. I got the fire department report. They got a total of 10 calls in February, 7 in the town, 3 mutual aid. Got 3 house fires, 1 motor vehicle accident, 1 chimney fire, 1 standby. 1 vehicle fire, 2 medical assist, and 1 fire alarm. And it was submitted by Todd Gummel, the fire chief.
To go along with the fire department, we're in the process of speccing out a new rescue truck to take possible delivery in 2021. We had an issue with our light tower truck that we used for fire scenes for lights, that the generator went crapped out on us, so we had to do something temporarily with it, but we're not putting any more money in that old truck.
What year is that truck here?
93.
93?
Yeah. Now we bought that used from District 3 10 years ago probably or so. But it's served us well, but it's time to upgrade it.
Do you look for inspecting a new truck?
Yes. We looked at a lot of used ones, and you, for the price you're going to pay for a used one, you know, buy a new one, be done with it for 25 years, you're not worried about that. That's something you need to.
And you get what you want.
And you get.
And you get what you want.
Right. It's got to be reliable.
Okay. Thanks, Chris. EMS. I don't have a report from the EMS. I didn't get a court report. code enforcement, I don't have anything on the code enforcement. Old business. All right. Old business. Telephone and internet services. Everybody's got a copy of a quote from Champlain Telephone and Internet, which is $308.43 is the new price that they gave us, which I think is a good price. They took $100 off. Plus, I think the last time they had it on there, they had the town garage on there too. So this is just for this complex here. Any questions or Spectrum, I believe, was what, $200, a little over $200 on the Spectrum.
What? I'd like to make a motion to accept the quote.
From?
And
Champlain Telephone?
From Champlain Telephone.
Okay.
Did this quote include, did you say it included the garage?
No.
Jeff, garage. Jeff, it did. 72 Atlas Road is the garage, right?
Yeah, I see 72 Atlas Road on
it. It does include that.
Oh, it is on that. Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
DSL there.
Okay, good. That's even better.
So that's closer to the...
Yeah.
I'll second that.
Yeah. Okay. Got a motion and a second?
Okay. Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson LaCount?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bulris?
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant?
Okay. Carried. Okay. Thank you. All right. We talked last month about the pilot program for the new solar array that's going up in Morse Forks across the original one. And they're looking at a discount. They're looking at $5,000 per megawatt versus what they paid $6,000 last year. So I got a call from Chum. Richard Chun. Apparently I got back to him that we weren't real happy with the idea of taking a discount. So what he proposed was that between the $5,000 and the $6,000, they're looking at $760 less per year of money that we would be getting. So what he proposes is that what he would do is he would cut us a one-time check of $15,000 to make up for what we're losing on the megawatt payment over the 20 years. So I told him I would bring it back to the board and see what their feelings were. So,
and that'll go directly into the decommissioning account?
No, that's our money to do what we want with it. That's nothing to do with decommissioning.
The $3,500? I mean, the difference in megawatts?
I think you lost me.
Okay. So what they're proposing is the IDA is the one that's negotiating this for us, the county, and the school. And last year when we did the other four, three of them actually was $5,000 a megawatt. They come out to like $19,300. You split it three ways. But this new program, new one they're putting up, they want $5,000 instead of $6,000 per megawatt, which comes to, and I forget how many megawatt it puts out, it depends on how many megawatts put out, but it comes to $760 a year, less money in the town's pocket for the next 20 years. So what he's proposing is, and I didn't even do the math, on 760 times 20. How much?
$15,200.
So they would cut us a check once they start building the thing of $15,000 to make up for that 760 over the next 20 years for us to do whatever we want to do with it. The decommissioning is come separate. That's money that they put away. We have to put it in an account and save it till 20 years down the road. If they walk away from it, we can use that money to dismantle it. That's totally different. This is just a pilot program, I guess.
Will that be for just one time, or
one time?
Just one time.
One time. Yeah. one time.
One-time check?
Yeah, one-time check of $15,000.
So...
Instead of waiting to get it over 20 years, we'll get a...
Why don't they do it? Why don't they just give us what they were giving us? Why?
Well, I don't know.
What are they saving by doing that?
Well, they'd like that school and the county won't get the...
Well, they're not getting that.
No, that's just us.
It's just us getting it.
He says you, as the host town, you should be getting more anyways because you're the one doing all the work and stuff. And he said your town should benefit more from it than the others. So, but it's just the town of Warren that's going to get this. The school and the county won't get any of this. And the way they split it up, and way back when this all started, my understanding was that it got split three ways evenly, but it doesn't. The school gets the bigger share of it because they have a bigger tax base. The county gets less than we do. The school gets 72%, the county gets 9%, and we get 19% of the 19,000 per year that we get for each of the three that are up and running. And I guess that's how it works because the school is a bigger tax thing than what we are, so they get the bigger share. So this is just a way for us to get more money out of it. And who knows? I mean, they may go, the IDA may go with the 5,000 and we'd still be out of money. I mean, they still could go with the 6,000. I know I emailed them back and told them that we weren't happy with the 5,000, that we gave them a break on number four last year and it was supposed to be a one-time deal. And now they're asking for another break. So, but.
And by then also, help me understand this, but just by putting that fourth one online, the tax assessment up in that end is going up $300 an acre, as according to our assessor.
Right, but that has nothing to do with the, solars.
It has nothing to do with the solar. I thought Larry said it was.
No, they're tax exempt. That's why they're paying a pilot program. New York State gives them a 15-year tax free for all for 15 years to put these up. So that's why we do a pilot. Payment in lieu of taxes is what the pilot stands
right.
for.
But you're saying the values are going up $300
yeah,
because of the solar farm?
That's what Larry said.
But I think that's because they pay for fire.
Special district.
Special district fire and
right.
EMS service.
So it should be going down.
They pay.
Because they don't get any break.
They don't get any break on that part.
Special district. They pay full value on the fire, EMS, and the lighting district. They pay full tax. So by right, we should have to get less money for our fire, EMS, and sidewalks because they pay the full tax on that. So if that's like a $15 million project, then they pay taxes on those districts of $15 million.
If they pay, it's probably minuscule to the amount of money that they pay.
Right.
I mean, if we could do some study, I mean, any entity like the fire department, the EMS, anything that gets money from these and programs we're going to be coming into down the road, where we venture into a contract with these, you know, like the EMS and the fire department, we should be looking at offsetting what they're getting, these special districts are getting as far as,
yeah.
I mean, you can't have this body, the town, be responsible for a contract and right. still get the money from the special districts. I mean, we're going to...
Well, it's going to lower the tax rate, right, for the special tax rate you pay
well,
for
it's gonna,
the fire.
Well, it's going to lower the tax rate for the fire and the EMS because they're going to be paying more.
They're paying more, a bigger share of it.
Yeah. Right. So I think it's like 50 cents a thousand right now is what they're paying for fire. So it may go down to 25 or 30 cents. It depends how much, it's got to be figured in there, how much they pay in taxes because of that.
So each household, each property owner is going to benefit.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
For fire protection or EMS.
Fire EMS. Yeah.
Do you have an idea of what that is now? So we can.
No, we don't. No.
Even with the three that are up and running.
No, because they just got up running.
It just
so
came online
in the year. So.
Yeah. You know, next year.
Yeah. Oh, I will definitely have an idea next year. But yeah.
Yes,
But we should know by the time the taxes come out at the end of the year. It should be, it should help. It's definitely gonna help. I mean, because they're up and running now, so they're definitely gonna pay taxes.
Right.
Because I think the tax lady's here, so I think she had a run-in with them. So they paid late. And
they haven't paid yet?
They still haven't paid. So they're getting penalized. So, but that's their problem. Mm-hmm. You know, let's get back to, I guess, is this something we want to do, or is this something we want to wait and see what happens with the IDA, or?
Based on your conversation with him, what do you think? Did he say, pretty much take the money and run, or do we go into litigation and say, we might not get any at all?
Yeah.
Is that?
It's a chance we take, yeah.
So.
I think if you're going to get it, you might as well get it up front.
It's a guarantee? Is it a guarantee? Is that what they're, if we agree?
Yeah.
If
we agree to do it, then I have to sign the agreement saying, yeah, we'll take the $15,000. I would take the money.
Yep, but they still haven't paid their taxes.
Can you get cash?
No, that's the county's problem now. That's the county's problem now.
What about the state?
This is the last email that I got from Renee McFarland on the thing. She says, I completely understand. Please know that the IDA board discussed this pretty extensively before I even sent you this email and before that. I inquired with the company and advised them that this is not likely to be received well. And I have not heard yet from the school district. I know the county is not exceptionally pleased. I do have to let my board know everyone's feeling. So that's the last I heard from her. This is something that I don't even know if the IDA knows that that he's even offering this to us. So I think it's just something he's offering the town as a.
Well, I guess I'll just say this: when one of these companies make an offer, they're usually offering under.
But and let me run this by you again though. Okay, if we accept this $15,000, then the IDA says, okay, you guys don't get a break. We're gonna pay $6,000 per kilowatt. So we're $15,000 ahead.
Can you make a call?
I mean,
yeah, okay. But
I mean that's just my thinking. I mean,
well, even if they agree, you think they're gonna agree on $5,000, Jeff, the county.
I don't know if they will. I don't know. She doesn't know either.
If the county agrees to $5,000, we're out.
Right.
15.
Right. Right. But if they do, if they don't take the $5,000, go with $6,000, we're still ahead of $15,000. Because
they won't finalize that $15,000 if they do that.
No. As far as I know, I don't think they even know.
Well,
about
it. You don't pay it until the project is up and running, though. So
right.
They got plenty of time to negotiate their $5,000 and $6,000 deal.
Well, I would think they got to know that pretty soon. I think before they even start construction, of what they want to pay.
No, you know how much they want to pay per lot for lot number 5. The other ones were $19,000, and the fourth one was $12,000.
Yeah, fourth one was $12,000. But that's split three ways again.
Well, that's what I mean. See, we don't get the town doesn't get a fair share.
No, we don't. No, we don't.
That's
one thing he was saying, that you know the town should get more because we're the host town that's dealing with it. We got to look at it. Time when you drive by.
And they're going to pay this up front after the completion or before they start the construction?
It says on or before the commencement of commercial operation.
Operation.
After it's completed.
Before. We should have Matt look at it.
Okay. I can do that.
I think I'm just, as an individual, I'm reluctant in I hate to play with a set of dice here, but I think it would be good that Matt looks at it or...
Yeah, again, I mean, it...
I mean, is there time that we need to, we obviously have time to look.
Yeah, I mean, they're not ready to start construction there yet, and then it doesn't matter, it doesn't take effect till when they start producing electricity anyway, so... Yeah, I can have our lawyer look at it and see what he says.
We're not gonna make a hasty decision.
Yep.
For a little bit of money.
Yeah, we need a motion to table it till after Matt gets the bids looked at.
Yeah.
Well, I'll make a motion that we table it until...
Till our lawyer looks at it, okay.
I'll second it.
Okay, second by Chris.
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson LaCow?
Yes.
Supervisor Bernard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bulbras?
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant?
Yes.
Okay, carried. Thank you. Roll right along. Okay, anything else on our old business?
About the water softener.
Oh yeah, that's next. Water softeners. Mr. Brandon is here from Culligan. Culligan man.
Hey, thanks for having me. My name is Brandon with Culligan Water Technologies. I just thought it would be beneficial to come here tonight. It's my understanding you are looking to replace your existing water softener in this building. I gave a proposal to Jeff, and I just thought some questions might come up. I know water's a pretty complex issue. I thought it might be beneficial for me to be here. That way, if there are any questions, I can help you answer them. And it was just a good excuse to go to Chick-fil-A on my way home for dinner.
Brandon also was the one that came and collected the water sample and looked at what we had in there and everything. Just to bring everybody up to speed, we do have another quote from Leon Menard, and we couldn't more or less vote on this last month because all we got was a quote. We didn't get a lot of information on what he was proposing. He's got a letter from the company, I guess, that's supplying this. It says that this will supply at least 100 gallons of soft water every day to both the fire department and the complex here. So, and I guess our question is, will yours do the 100 gallons or so plus?
It will do 10.8 gallons per minute. So it should certainly satisfy that requirement, and then well beyond.
10 more gallons per minute, wow.
Yeah, so one other thing too I should mention that makes Culligan really unique is we don't really just typically install a water treatment system in your building and then say, thank you guys so much for the business, best of luck with your water. Okay, we have a whole service that we really offer. It's a service where we will send a technician to the building a couple times a year. We will change any pre-sediment filters for you. We will drop off however many bags of salt you need. You'll have one of our certified Culligan technicians actually visually inspecting your equipment a couple times a year. That whole service is just literally a $6.95 delivery charge each time we come, plus the cost of whatever product you get off of the truck that your system needs, which in your case would literally just be bags of salt and these pre-sediment filters. So very minimal there. And then it'd be something that you would never even have to maintain or really think about. So there's a lot to what we offer besides just really doing the installation and installing the equipment. But I can tell you too, from the equipment that I proposed to you, Jeff, have peace of mind knowing if you choose us, this is something that you're not gonna have to revisit for an awfully long time. For example, the system that I proposed to you, the tank and the media in the tank has a lifetime warranty. The control head and the control valve have 10-year warranties. And even though the average life expectancy is 15 to 20 years, I can tell you, I see Culligan equipment all the time that's 25 plus years old that's still working flawlessly. So like anything in life, you're definitely gonna get what you pay for, but know if you do this, this is something you're not gonna have to revisit for decades anyway.
And also a note too that with this quote, there's also 320 pounds of salt with it.
I'm sorry?
With your quote, there's also 320 pounds of salt that comes with it also.
That's correct.
According to the quote, yeah.
That's correct, yeah.
How much salt does it hold?
So the brine tank,
the initial
320 pounds, so 840 pound bags.
That's the initial.
But,
that's
but, That's what you put in the, you put in?
That's what we put in the actual brine.
Oh, really? Okay, so all that'll go in their initial brine tank?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Are those crystals or those pellets?
Those are actually, that's actually the crystals, the actual rock salt. Yeah, we don't recommend using the pellets in our systems. Some pellets can be held together with a certain type of glue, which aren't ideal for our systems long term.
Okay.
So if you choose to do the salt yourself, we just ask that you use the rock salt, the silver salt.
100% tax on it.
Yeah.
You know, we'll beat that.
So that was long. Okay. Okay. Any other questions?
This is definitely a commercial unit, though.
Oh, yeah.
So we're not comparing apples to apples, then, according to what we have. As the fire department, we're the fire department because they're paying half of this.
Yeah.
Did they have the opportunity to make comment on it?
We definitely, it was brought up to the officer meeting, and we definitely want a commercial unit. If we're going to pay half, we want a commercial unit in there. Mm-hmm. We don't want a residential unit.
100 gallons over that one truck wash.
Right.
Yeah.
I can come to something.
It's a good company.
Thank you, sir.
I just don't
know. We're hard working for it now.
So we got two quotes to meet our procurement policy.
Yep.
So all we need is a motion.
Yep. Motion to accept one of them.
I make a motion to accept the Culligan.
Okay. Got a motion on the floor to accept Culligan. Donald, a second. Okay.
What's wrong?
Discussion?
Well, just that you charge tax, $285, and pay tax. So
yeah, we're tax. Okay,
so I can certainly revise that to remove that.
It's like $35.60 is the total.
Yeah, so like $35 instead of $38. So, okay.
$35.60 is the total cost.
Yeah. Okay, so we got a motion on the floor and a second. Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilperson Paris.
Yes.
Councilperson LeCount.
Yes.
Supervisor Menard.
Abstain.
Councilperson Bulris.
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant.
Yes.
Okay, carried. Thank you. Thank you, Brandon.
Thank you guys very much.
Okay. I guess as long as we're on that, we got a our bottled water comes from Vermont, Crystal Rock, and they're charging us $6 a bottle plus $6 energy charge and plus $4 paper fee. And we can get it from Taylor Rental at $5 a bottle with no energy charge and no paper invoice charge.
They deliver it?
They deliver it.
What about if you're looking at that, I mean, there's another company out there. It's in Peru. Frosty
Cold
Springs, I heard it.
Yeah.
Cold.
We had them here before.
And
they were more than what we're paying now.
Okay.
That's why we went to this company. But
Has there been a water test? Have you got a water test on the water that Taylor Rentals is going to provide?
Yeah, that's what we got across the road.
Okay.
It's good water.
Good?
Yeah, that's what we got across the road.
Okay.
That with the machine and all?
Yeah.
Machine.
Yeah. Yeah, so they get 7 bottles a month, so that's $7, then another $10, that's $17 a month. Times 12, that's pretty good savings.
Is this for the office here and for the garage?
Yeah.
You
want to
need a motion to go with Taylor Rental?
Yeah.
I'll make a motion to go with Taylor Rental.
Okay, Chris made a motion. We'll go with Taylor Rental.
I'll second.
Urban second.
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson LeCount?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bulris?
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant?
Yes.
Okay, carried. Okay.
Yeah, I have a question.
Sure.
In light of the last month's meeting, we talked about the water quality up at the garage.
Yep.
With this filtration system that we're getting here, would that help their situation up here?
Well, Donald's got
something different we want to look at.
Donald's got something to.
There was a VEF camp meeting up here. They had a system they put in that they apparently didn't use it for more than a couple of months, and they, for some reason, they just uninstalled it.
and they're willing to just donate it to the town for simply when the fire department goes up there, issue guys spray off their decks and things, and they'll donate it, and if we can maybe have that installed up there to
the water.
You said it was
a brand new softener system they got, and they don't use it.
They don't use it.
They want to give it to the town.
Well, you were talking about using it on the trucks, you know, we're cleaning them off.
Right. So that's what we're thinking about, putting it up at the garage. Okay. And then you talked with them, and they had no problem with that.
Didn't seem to have a problem with it.
Is it just a water softener? Just a softener?
I believe it's a softener. He said a water filter system, but I'm really not sure what the details were, but the fire department goes over there and does it for them anyway. So it's you can't lose no matter how you look at it.
So we'll look at it. We'll look at it and see.
And they
whatever they give us, even if we have to add to it, it's still cheaper than.
Because we definitely got a problem.
We need to get a water sample up there and see what it needs, and then we'll go from
just
there.
Just hold my laugh. That's all.
Yeah. Best place. Okay. So yeah, we're checking into it, and we'll get that done. Anything else? Your old business? No. New business. We got a resolution, a couple of them, I think, okay? What do they do with that now?
You talking about the speed?
The one from the county?
These?
Go ahead, Kelly, and do the ones for the speed limit, and I'll find the other one from the county. I got it here somewhere. I got too many papers.
Resolution by the town board of the town of Morris petition the county and state authorities to request a lower speed limit on State Route 22, also known as Hemingford Road, Morris, New York. Whereas the town of Morris town board has received complaints from residents regarding the excessive speed of vehicles on State Route 22, also known as Hemingford Road, in the town of Morris between the end of the 30 miles per hour zone and beginning of the 55 miles per hour zone. Be it hereby resolved that the town of Morris town board instructs the town clerk to have the speed limit reduction request sent to the Clinton County and to state authorities to establish a lower maximum speed on the above mentioned portion of the Hemingford Road.
Okay.
I make a motion to move this forward and have it petitioned to the county.
I'll second the motion.
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson LaCalle?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bolris?
Yes.
Councilperson Brayat?
Yes.
Okay. Carried.
Resolution by the town board of the town of Morris to petition the county and state authorities to request a lower speed limit on State Route 11, Morris, New York. Whereas the town of Morris town board has received complaints from residents regarding the excessive speed of vehicles on State Route 11 in the town of Morris between the end of the 30 miles per hour zone and the beginning of the 55 miles per hour zone, now posted at 45 miles per hour. And whereas there are many businesses between this stretch of road, including a newly constructed Dollar General store, which will lead to an increase in stop and go traffic, the town of Morris board and residents believe a lower speed zone will be safer for people frequenting the numerous businesses located on this stretch of highway. Be it hereby resolved that the town of Morris town board instructs the town clerk to have the speed limit reduction request sent to the Clinton County and to state authorities to establish a lower maximum speed on the above mentioned portion of State Route 11.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to petition the state and the county on that speed limit reduction.
I'll second it.
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson LaCalle?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bolris?
Yes.
Councilperson Brayat?
Yes.
Okay, carried. Thank you. Okay. I got a letter from Mark Henry, the chairman of the county legislature. Proclamation, whereas it is a sense of this legislative body to acknowledge and celebrate significant events of importance in Clinton County, and whereas attendant to such concern in this legislative body recognizes and draws attention to the 50th anniversary of Earth Day, to be held on April 22nd, 2020. Whereas Earth Day is a day of national prominence and recognition to encourage focus on environmental education activism, originally inspired by Wisconsin Senator Gaylord Nelson in 1970. Whereas a Clinton County legislator also takes this opportunity to recognize and provide thanks to the Climate Action Coalition, made up of members of the following Earth Week Planning Committee, the League of Women Voters, National Resources Committee, Climate Reality Project, Citizens Climate Lobby, whose mission is to bring together community groups and individuals by assisting regional municipalities to participate in programs through education about and promotion and preservation of sound environmental practices. Whereas the organizations involved with the Climate Action Coalition have been planning activities for the citizens of our county to commemorate the 50th anniversary of Earth Day during the week of April 18th through the 25th, 2020. Whereas each spring, local municipalities begin cleaning up the debris of winter and the litter that unfortunately accumulates along streets, roadsides, and in parks. Whereas such research shows citizens who come together to improve their surroundings create a sense of pride for their towns, villages, and cities. Now therefore be it resolved that the Clinton County Legislature hereby proclaims the date of April 25th, 2020 as Clinton County Cleanup Day. The culmination of the week's Earth Day events and the day of Clinton County Legislature encourages people to come together in their local communities and engage in activities to improve their local environments. And by Mark Henry. They're going to, tomorrow night at the legislative meeting, they're going to vote on this, I guess, and they just want all the towns in Clinton County to run it by the boards and make a resolution to also use that day as cleanup day in our town, along with the county. So I'll make a motion that we go along with this proclamation. Wait a second. Irvin?
Discussion?
Yep.
We're going to go around and pick up, we're going to pick up materials that are disposed of, or is it?
What's that now? Like the stuff on the roadside?
Yeah. Yeah, who are we going to do it? Are we going to use manpower from the highway department, or are we going to?
Volunteers.
All volunteers?
That's what this is, volunteers, yep.
The county's going to put it together?
I don't believe so. I believe that each town's going to do their own.
So should we?
It's a county-wide, so each right. town will take care of their own town. So should what we, I'm getting from it.
Should we do maybe some sort of a committee to get volunteers if we're going to participate in it? I mean, should right. we, you right. know, if somebody's interested in formulating a committee to...
Beautification to, committee should do that.
Beautification, exactly. That was what I think. It does run out of the back.
Thank you.
I make a... I make a motion that Mrs. Hawksby be in charge of this.
No.
We also forget that Councilperson Bulris is on the beautification committee.
Right.
And Mr. Gilmore is too.
I think an advertisement of, you know,
put a sign.
Put it on the sign.
Put it on the sign, you know.
Volunteers.
People and just pick up their own area. It would be kind of
yeah.
nice.
Your own road or whatever, yeah.
We could check with the Girl Scouts.
Well, exactly. The Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, I mean, you know, I mean, organizations that are willing. But we got to be able to get rid of the trash. They put it on the side of the roads.
Right. Do we designate, bag it up, and then
yeah, one of the trucks
can go around Monday and pick it up.
So is the landfill charges waived for that?
I don't know. I'll get a hold of Mark Henry and see if the county will waive the charges to dump
it. As long as they don't bring it in.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. It's on a town truck, yeah.
Yeah, they should. Town
truck can take it. Didn't we used to do that? Wasn't it done here?
Sheezy used to do it.
Yeah, a lot of towns actually.
Every spring, people put stuff out by the road and they go around. Yeah.
Sheezy trucks. Still do it.
I don't know if they still do it or not. They still do it.
That's where Sheezy did it last
year. I don't think we should go that far. But as far as cleaning up the roadside, I think it's a good idea. I mean, I really do.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
They have here too that if we have any initiatives or events planned, to let them know by April 15th so they can advertise in the paper.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yep. So do you think we should
get a committee?
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, I think it is part of the beautification committee to, mm-hmm. is responsibility. I'm not saying, I just think it's
it follows suit with it.
Right.
Maybe they could form a committee, a subcommittee to.
Jim?
That's a good job for Randy, I would say.
I just happened to be, I would love to be tied up that day. I'm taking care of the Barkholm Road.
I mean, as far as, you know, I just need somebody to take names that are people that are going to come and participate, or if we just want to put it out there, say if you could, whatever road you live on, if you could take care of your road or part of your road, would be a great help. And, you know, leave the bags by the road and, you know.
We can advertise.
Maybe the highway can go down and pick them up on the Monday morning or something. 22nd.
April 25th,
yeah.
It's a Saturday.
I was just thinking that Observatory's putting out a mailer through all town residents, it'd be too late for that.
Get it, it'll go in, I think that it's going to be mailed that second week of April.
So we could put a message in there and people.
We could.
You know, about what's going on that day and.
We have Facebook, we have your sign out here too.
Right.
Now, who would supply the bags, the gloves and stuff like that, your own or with the town?
The gloves probably your own, but we could probably get the bags. I mean, you can buy a box of bags at Sam's Club and if people could meet here or something and pick up a couple bags and do your road and get the bag full, tie them up and leave them, and then like say maybe the highway department could pick them up on Monday or, you know, take them to the dump or and I'll get a hold of the county, see if they'll waive the dumping fees. I mean, I can't imagine it's going to be a lot, so. But that's what I would say. I mean, as far as gloves.
What was that? Garbage, tire, garbage, everything that's on the side of the road?
Yeah, everything that's on the side of the road. Tires. We'll have to store them somewhere in the garage or something for now until we get another truckload.
So it's going to turn out into somebody cleaning their personal property, I'm putting it down the road,
yeah.
And then we're going to pick it up.
That's not a bad thing.
What's that?
That's not a bad thing.
No, I don't disagree with you.
Yeah, there's a lot of them that need to be, it's right.
But even the tires.
Yeah.
Just as well, put them in the shop and pay for another trailer for what that costs.
Right. Get them off the side of the road.
Yeah.
Have you heard if they're going to do anything with that? I know they were talking about doing it in Altona.
Yeah, they'll probably do it in a different town.
Yeah, they move every year. They move.
Yeah, a different town.
They usually.
That was huge last year. That was
incredibly two spots.
That was unbelievable how that went.
But I think
they're take back
whatever we picked up. We picked up, and they end up on the side of the road anyway.
Yeah.
That's really
good. How many times you pick dump trail loads? Well, we'll be going shortly. Won't smoke and smell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Anything that gets picked up is an improvement.
Right, exactly.
That's what I mean.
If you get four or five bags full, that's stuff that's off the road, off the side of the road. You know, make our town look a little more presentable.
Is that county and state roads too, or?
Yeah.
Anything within the town,
I guess. I would say. You know, all the roads that are in town of Moore, rather county or state.
One place.
I mean, I know the state used to go clean. I don't know if they still do or not. I know they do the thruway. See them on the thruway, but I don't know if they do all the state roads.
I don't think I've seen them on 11.
County still does.
County does.
Yeah. State don't do much.
I wonder if we could get the inmates to help out on that day.
They don't go out on Saturdays.
No, just during the week.
For pickup? We're going to pick up on Monday, you said.
Pretend it's Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want me to do a roll call?
Yeah.
You want a roll call?
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson LaCalle?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bulris?
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant?
Yes.
Okay, Carrie. All right, yeah, we'll get a letter together and put it in the one that's going out, and then we'll decide.
I wanted to ask if the town wanted to put something in, because that is going to be going out by the end of the first week in April.
So okay.
There's plenty of time to get something
Get something together, okay.
And what else the town wants to put in.
Yeah. We'll just think of something.
When do you need it by?
You said the county?
First week in April.
Did you say the county was going to advertise as well?
Yeah, I believe so.
For us?
I believe so.
Yes, they need to know by the 15th to advertise.
Okay.
Of this month?
Yeah.
Oh, they need to know by the 15th.
Okay, anything else under new business?
We're on.
I think I got everything. Anything else? I don't have anything else. Nothing under financials, so public comment. Let us have it. Good or bad?
Jeff, have you heard from Dollar General's to be open?
I heard that they had the lights that they were putting in there are on back order. They aren't coming till like the first week in April. That's the last I heard.
I heard the middle of April.
Yeah, I know lights are coming around the first week of April, so I'm trying to get them installed and get it stocked up. So it's hoping by the middle of April, end of April at the latest.
And actually another point, they're actually looking for part-time help for stocking in, what's the date on that?
The 6th through the 12th of April,
they're looking for part-time help for stocking.
Really?
Okay.
That's what they're
anybody is looking for something to do.
Mike knows how to manage to put a store together.
I'll find better than that.
Anything else?
Is there any update on these dilapidated houses or from the court?
He's pushing them. A couple of them are in court. They're paying fines.
There's a new one. And I don't know if you've seen it on the Emory Road, that trailer right down from Kenny Raptors.
Oh, really?
No. The roof is all blown off. And
oh, really?
Living it now. The sides are all coming down. It's terrible.
All right. I'll let Jason know. Get him.
It's terrible.
Yeah. Yeah. The lady on the Garin Road and then the guy up by Beeline are both being fined in court. So much today.
Well, they've got to fine them. Say they're going to fine them. They don't.
They are. They are.
They're dragging on all of
it. Yep.
It's time to get rid of it.
Some of that stuff's
going to
be blown out
of
the road
soon. Yeah, definitely.
You can't really do anything until spring anyways. For the issue over here, because I'm sure that there's guidelines in there that, because it's covered up with snow. In the spring, at least we can see, because you don't want it to move somebody's historical dresser or something or whatever.
Yeah, I'm sure there's really good stuff there.
Well,
we've been talking about this for a few springs now, right?
Yeah, it is.
I agree with you, but I think at one point everything was moving forward in a reasonable manner, and I think Jason's going to do the same thing. And again, I am.
It's a touchy situation then, because you're going on people's property and you're. Our lawyer says it's a touchy. You're going on private property and you're taking people's stuff. Whether it's good or bad, you're still taking their stuff. So you got to make sure all your I's are dotted, your T's are crossed, and make sure everything. And it takes a while. And I know it's like over here in the Garrow, the keys, I see more cars going in there daily, I think. Like a used car lot there. Yeah, and then the cars are all full of garbage. So they can't drive them because they're all full of stuff. So they're not drivable.
Oh, yeah, that's
okay. So.
Well, I'm thinking he's got a wagon train around that now with campers.
Awful.
Anything else?
What about the CA system?
Gary?
I have actually two items. One would be an inquiry, and one of them was kind of my opinion. I'll go with my opinion first. It has to do with the solar farms. I feel that we'd be setting a precedent by going down to 5,000 instead of 6,000. And also, the town has three already and going into a four. So the town should be negotiating from a position of strength. In my opinion, they should go back and say, yeah, we'll take your $15,000, but we're also on $6,000. Because these farms want to come in, so I just feel that the town should be negotiating from a position of strength. Yeah. And second, with my inquiry, this has to do with the highway department specifically. It was nice that you had this shared services that were going to keep the paper up at the town garage, but are we just going to sunbathe that all year? Or as you as a town board, are you going to provide the town highway department with more funds to pave roads just than what is allocated or what you have?
It's got to be.
We need to start spending the chip money that we get
right
for paving, for plowing the state roads, for plowing the county roads, and start putting it back into town roads.
You're exactly right. There's almost $300,000 in there to pave.
So that's excellent then. So that's, how come we can't get 400,000?
Because that's all
chip. By the roads and our infrastructure is crumbled.
That's all the state's going to give us. It's, and I'm not 100% sure how the formula is, but that comes from the state. So if you spend the 240,000, you get it back.
I understand that, but also, maybe we need to look at raising our taxes a little bit for the town highway so we can pay more roads, put in better culverts.
You can pay. How much dollars did you pay last year in the town?
180, it's in the budget.
So you still got another...
Unless you pay twice.
Yeah.
Which is real tough to do.
Wow.
And how many miles did we pave for that 180,000?
Just about two.
2 miles?
Yeah.
2 miles at 180,000.
Yeah, it's not cheap to pave.
$100,000 a mile.
Not cheap to pave.
You can't paint it on the inch thick. It's been done for years. That's why we have no roads that are any good. The inch don't hold up. The county roads falling apart, the state roads are falling apart, and that's what they put on that much. It don't work. It's been proven for the last 20 years that half an inch to an inch pavement don't work. So we're going to build them to last. That's all we can do. That's as far as we're going. That's like building a house with no windows and letting the air go through them.
I mean, there's some, you travel
around. It makes sense to make them all look good for this thing for 3 years. We paved the road this summer and plowed it off next winter. That don't make a lot of sense to me. More than 1 year.
Nope.
I know we ain't getting nowhere, we're only going 2 miles, but at least 20 years from now, that 2 miles is going to be there. It's a losing, without more money, it's a losing battle.
I think we got to do one road and do it all the way, not a spot here and a spot there, because you're going back and forth for nothing.
That's what we've been doing.
Do one road and stick to it.
Yeah.
And then it stays the same.
And if there ain't no money to do it.
But first you got to ditch to the town right away, and where you can keep it mowed and keep the water off the road.
Yep, that's the whole thing right there. You got to keep the water off the road. Or no matter how much tarmac you put on there, if the water gets under it, it's coming up. And that's the whole thing. You got to keep your ditches clean. You got to keep them mowed. It's all maintenance.
But you got to fix it where you can keep it mowed.
Right.
Stuff's going to grow back up. In
right.
Do we have a list compiled, Chris? Do you have a list compiled? I mean, all the roads, our infrastructure is terrible. It's crumbling. We all know that. But do you have a list compiled of what you feel is prioritizing based on culverts?
Sure. You did that. You gave us a couple last year.
Yeah.
Like you've done a feasibility study on
the way the winters are going. You can't plan because a road that was decent
right.
is. You got to fix them somewhat as far as plowing snow, or you're going to total a truck or kill a guy.
Hey, has a county, you know, like they did the Route 11 up here, but the county have the equipment where they can chew the road up
and reuse
the asphalt?
I think they lease one or rent one.
Okay.
They did that to the Minor Farm Road this year. They tore it up and
re-grinding.
Burn it down and bring it back.
Well, Route 11, they ground it and reuse it for pavement and they put it back down up there. The machine, it come back yellow to start.
But any renting or anything like that, we could put that in our CHIPS funds, right? Couldn't we?
No, I don't think so. CHIPS are just for paving.
That's grinders. No,
it's not for machinery?
Any road work.
Any equipment?
Real pricey a foot.
Yeah.
That's they charge by the foot and it's big money.
Yeah,
And then you're tearing up your whole base.
Right.
You gotta leave it tore up all summer to get packed back in.
Yeah.
That's where the ones that do it get a lot of issues.
Yeah. Well, and the way the county does it, they change the culvert the same year they pave, I think it's stupid. You know, you need to change your culvert, let it settle for a year, and then bathe. I agree with you 100%, Gary. If we got $240,000 or $280,000 worth of pavement, we should do that whole amount and get it done. And as far as the solar panels, this one that they're going to put up is number 5. There's 4 of them already up. 3 are running. The other one is close to going onto line, I believe. So, but
But it's just, it's funny that they're generating revenue now, and they can't even pay their taxes.
Right.
So we take them as good faith that they're going to give us the check for 15 when it comes online 18 months from now, or whatever the time frame is.
And as far as the negotiating is done through the IDA, and we give them our opinion, but whether they follow it or not, I don't know.
Could we set strong and say we're not going to go, if we decide we're going to stick to the 6,000 megawatts or kilowatt, whatever.
Yeah.
And like Gary said, we're gonna set to the 15,000 in addition to. And if they don't want to negotiate, can this body deter them from going forward with the project?
They don't get a building permit. They don't give them a building permit.
We don't give them a building permit.
Right.
So it does it affect us? They're on a pilot program, so it's not going to bother our taxes. So we're in the full position to,
yeah,
we have the ball in our court, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we got the last say because we got to give them a building permit to do it. They got to have a building permit to do it.
I mean, if we were benefiting more than just, honestly, I mean, we don't, yeah, you could participate in the 5%, 3%, but I mean, I think playing hard, not necessarily hardball, but negotiating.
Now, these guys are a different outfit than the outfit that did the other.
No, same one.
Are they the same?
Delaware Solar, yeah. Same one.
I thought they were different outfit.
No, I mean, they're calling it the same Delaware Solar. That's what the other one was. Delaware Solar. I mean, it's since been sold. Delaware Solar sold it to this other outfit.
That could be what I'm thinking.
It's running it.
Yeah.
No, because it's not Delaware Solar that's running it, the one that's done. They sold it. And I can't off the top of my head.
Yeah, you know, how could it hurt for us to just stonewall and wait? And yeah, tell them,
I'll run this by Matt, our lawyer, and see what he said. And get his recommendation. You know, what do? Do we not say you give us 6,000 or you don't get a building print? Same as you did the others. You know,
six, we really have nothing to lose.
Give us 15 up front.
No.
Really? Don't taxes.
Yeah, tell them pay the taxes.
Pay them.
Okay. What else? Beth?
Has anything else been done with the resident on Pepper Hill?
I haven't heard nothing about that. I haven't heard a thing. I haven't had a chance to talk with Jason, so I don't know what happened. If they're still in there, or I know he was supposed to write him a ticket because it's not a resident.
Right.
It's just a camper. So they would have had to go to court. So whether that happened yet or not, I don't know. I haven't had a chance to talk to Jason. You see. Anything else?
Quick question. You mentioned Dollar General's looking for part-time help to stock the store. Is there a contact person, or is it all through their website? Or
I should have brought it.
The website.
It's all
on
the website.
Okay.
Yeah, we do have a pamphlet on it, though. I should have. I was going to bring it, and I forgot it.
I went to Shazy last week, and I asked if they're the ones that told me about this one, that it was opening soon.
Mike, what do you want?
Anything else?
One last thing.
Yeah.
We have a senior citizen home, but with the virus that's going around, has the state or county health department issued any warnings regarding that, or has that come out about that?
No, I got an email from the county. They're having a, I don't want to call it, like a question and answer period down at the county. I've got it on my computer. I'll have to print it out. I don't remember. It's coming up toward the end of the month, 25th, I want to say, about what to do, you know, if you encounter it. And I know they've canceled a few things, too. I don't remember what it was. Like I say, I got it on my email on my computer. But I'll print it out, and I'll post it on the board in there. And I was going to give it to the fire department because it's for, you know, public officials and fire departments to get, you know, you know what to do if it does come into your community.
Right. I just thought about the senior system. I didn't know if they had any special guidance or anything.
I haven't heard anything on the senior citizen. No, that's the only thing I heard was that seminar. So, okay, anything else? Okay, I'll entertain a motion to close.
I'll make a motion.
Yes, Randy, second. Thank you. All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, carried. Thank you, everybody.